Johnson's profanity, the Epstein files, and the Republican civil war over 2028. Speaker Mike Johnson reportedly told fellow Republicans in a closed-door meeting that he was done with a word that rhymes with spit, a moment of frustration directed at conservative holdouts who torpedoed a bipartisan veterans bill. Johnson later apologized for the language. The underlying anger was not retracted. The veterans bill's collapse is politically damaging precisely because opposition to veterans benefits cannot be easily explained on ideological grounds, leaving the House Republican conference exposed heading into midterm positioning. On the longer political horizon, Trump is reportedly privately signaling that J.D. Vance is his preferred 2028 successor. The signal is already producing its intended secondary effect. Vance allies warned this week of what they described as a coordinated never-Vance operation flooding conservative social media. Whether that represents an organized campaign or ordinary political competition dressed as conspiracy, the 2028 Republican primary is effectively underway 26 months before Election Day. A federal judge ordered the Justice Department to hand over unredacted Epstein files for private judicial review, not a public release, but an examination to determine what warrants disclosure. The order represents a judicial finding that the DOJ's redactions merit scrutiny. The Fifth Circuit separately blocked Texas from compelling social media platforms to filter content for minors, a First Amendment ruling that adds to the existing patchwork of conflicting federal and state decisions and appears destined for Supreme Court resolution. A lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security alleges that people who merely observed immigration enforcement operations, without participating or interfering, had their data collected and their trusted traveler privileges revoked as retaliation. If the allegations are accurate, the complaint describes the use of administrative travel programs as punitive instruments, an abuse with implications extending beyond immigration policy. Trump's statement that pursuing journalists is key to catching leakers drew press freedom concerns, with critics noting that framing investigative reporting as a pipeline investigation would represent a significant departure from post-Pentagon Papers norms if followed by legal action against reporters.